This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here on the DJV program, here to install confidence about your own actions for the day. I have confidence in Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen to bring us up to date on things as we discuss the issues of the day. Some of them are political, some of them are reality based. So let's see where Jennifer is going to take us as we kick things off for this hour, Jen.
Well, let's start talking about your privacy and that cute little speaker that sits in your home. Apparently, the speaker that, I don't know if we should say her name, but we will, why not, Alexa, is like having your own personal assistant that never
Alexa,
asks
play
for...
CRN1 on TuneIn Radio.
See, when you do that, you shut everybody's feed off. But you're not really supposed to say her name, but we're going to say it because we're not, we don't follow all the rules around here. The problem is that that's a good thing to ask her for. And the problem is Alexa is always listening so that she can help you with your every demand, right? All of your whims. She's always there, turned on, ready to hear you. And apparently so are thousands of Amazon workers, according to a report. There are teams stationed around the world to listen to and transcribe recordings, then send them back into the Echo software to erase the gaps in her ability to understand speech. This is a report from Bloomberg. They said sometimes the workers can even hear chatter in the background while Alexa is on, but employees on the team are not authorized to speak about their work. This is a big deal. The employees who range from contract to full-time sign non-disclosure agreements, and they listen to up to 1,000 audio clips per nine-hour shift. Amazon has procedures in place for when potential criminal conduct is heard. If you remember, two workers in Romania said that they were told it isn't Amazon's job to interfere. In other cases, workers said they sometimes use internal chat rooms to share recordings that they find amusing when they're listening in your home. When workers come across a background conversation about personal information like bank details, the worker is supposed to make the audio file mark it as critical data and move on, according to Bloomberg. Amazon has said, we take the security and privacy of our customers' personal information seriously. Yes. Yeah. They said they're only listening into a small number of interactions from a random set of customers in order to improve the customer experience, but this, and they said the information is to help train speech recognition and natural language understanding systems so that Alexa can better understand your requests and ensure the service works well for everyone. You know, silly me, I just don't know if I trust whether or not they're just going to be doing that or if they're going to be recording personal information or personal conversations. So I guess if she's not alone, Siri and Google Assistant also have human workers that listen to snippets of audio, but the company's reported to Bloomberg that the recordings aren't linked to personally identifying information so that their staffers don't know exactly who's saying this, where Amazon Alexa absolutely does.
Pretty doggone outrageous.
Alexa is programmed to listen much more intently, just like Google Home. Yes. Both of them are programmed to listen much more intently than Siri. Siri is not, like I just said Siri three times, and my phone is right next to me and hasn't even activated. I have to yell at Siri to get him to talk to me.
Siri!
So
Siri it's a man really, or a woman? I thought Siri was
I have Siri set to be a British man. So, yes, he's a British man, by the way. On my phone. But Alexa is, you know, I have the Alexa, the Amazon Echo Dot that Jen gave us when we got married, and it is incredibly useful, but I plug it in when I need it to do a specific task, and then I unplug it. I do not leave it just sitting in our home plugged in, because it is always listening, and there have been nightmare
nice
stories.
Nice going, Jennifer.
No, I didn't know I was giving a spy as a wedding gift, but yeah.
But there have been nightmare stories about it.
What did I give you for your wedding?
Money?
Did I? Yeah, I guess I did.
I think so, yes. Thank you.
It's always my go-to. I get to dig around.
Yeah. I don't see you shopping for, you know, a salad bowl.
Or two salad bowls. So, yeah. To sort of flip this around to spying and stuff, the whole theme, it would seem, as we end the week, is spying, the fate of Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks, the pictures you see of him getting kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London. So now he's under arrest. And whether it's it's not the Swedish rape case anymore, because they dropped those charges. But he's wanted for publishing those classified documents. And you think about the way that we are just, I use that as an example. And what you were just talking about, Jennifer, is an example of the fact that we have absolutely no privacy. Somebody's listening or watching or monitoring pretty much everything. And to what extent? That's really what I wonder. What good does it do? All these people listen to all this stuff. All these people are being paid. What are they listening for? And why are they listening? What do they think they're going to get? Is everybody a crook? This is the exact antithesis of, remember, hello, innocent until proven guilty? Everybody's listening to everything. It's outrageous. I have as little of this stuff in my house as I can. I don't want to. Jennifer, you gave me one. Thanks very much, but I gave it away, and I told you that. I don't want that stuff. I don't
want it. Well, like I said, I plug it in. I plug it in when I'm using it for something specific, like playing music or reading, having an audio book dictated to me or something like that. But then, and then I just unplug it.
It requires you to do things that you otherwise wouldn't. Yeah, maybe it's handy to have. But what's so difficult about getting off of your butt and going over and turning a switch on a radio or anything?
When it comes to radio, you get way more out of your Amazon or your Google than you would out of a regular radio, sadly.
Yeah.
That's the case now.
You don't need anything but DJB. Go to, as a matter of fact, in the podcast that's posted right now, for the DJV show, the discussion, detailing the final moments before that car crash that killed 8 people last year. Remember that? And then there's more info on the college admission scandal and Stevie Nicks not feeling well and what goes on with Gronkowski. Is he going to be wrestling with the WWE? The Boeing 737, which actually is under scrutiny even more now. The latest from Boeing is that the shareholders have gotten together a class action lawsuit against Boeing because of the 737 MAX. Every day that passes,
it took this long.
The same guys, the people who are the chairman of Boeing, is still there. I can't imagine that the board of directors, they're getting all this pressure from shareholders. There are at least two heads that should roll. One of them is the CEO, and the other one is the person who's in charge of the 737 project. Those people should long be gone. The lawsuit says Boeing...
It is crazy that there hasn't been a single person fired from Boeing throughout this whole scandal.
I don't get it at all. The lawsuit specifically sues Boeing, saying that it touted the 737 MAX as the safest plane in the sky, which is a complete crock of crap. The whole thing about how it's really kind of sad, sad's the right word, but the fact that the Boeing company has been one of the great lights on the hill for American business. And now they've gone into a hole. This aircraft has had a storied history, and now they've kind of ruined that with this piece of junk that they're flying. They still haven't fixed it. The planes are still on the ground. It's been a month or more. So you know the problem was serious. How did it get beyond the guy who ran the program and the CEO's office? How did it get that far? I don't get it, frankly. I don't get it at all, but you won't see me getting on one of those planes, even if they put them back up in the sky. I will not fly on one of those planes, period. And anybody else, that's why quietly most of the airlines that have ordered the 737 MAX are changing their orders back to the standard 737.
So
did we talk about the story from Southwest about how they were using the safety cards for the MAX 8, even though it was just the regular 737 plane from Boeing? And so a lot of passengers were panicking this week because they sat down on the plane and they look at the safety card, and the safety card says they're flying on a MAX 8.
Oh, no.
And it just turned, and so Southwest says, well, we're sorry, but the safety cards are all the same, so we just interchanged them on flight.
So not a great idea right now.
Really bad management.
Not a great idea.
But the good thing about this lawsuit, though, is that it's demanding a jury trial. And so that will be interesting because we'll finally, that some of that will be made public. And so we'll maybe find out what was going on behind the scenes. They want internal documents to be introduced as evidence. And so the shareholders, which is crazy but also capitalistic as well, the shareholders may end up being the ones holding Boeing really accountable.
Which they ought to. And then this circumstance, you keep, you know, American, we had earlier this week talked about the top nine domestic airlines and where they're rated in customer satisfaction, and American was dead last, and they wonder,
deservedly,
you know,
so. I can't stand flying on American.
If, in fact, they get what's going on with the 737 MAXs, one of the things they can do is sort of change the credibility quotient is to make sure they don't have any of these things in their fleet going forward, because people are going to steer clear of them no matter what. So anyway, all right, so that's part of the discussion. The podcast at djvshow.com is there for you to download. You can also rate it and subscribe on iTunes to the DJV Show podcast. Just search for DJV Show at djvshow.com. 18 past the hour on said aforementioned DJV Show.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Passenger's name on this ride is Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn. She's riding with us, and Peoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you are riding as we move into the musical works of the Backstreet Boys, 24 after the hour on the DJB show. Yep, the boys, actually the best-selling boy band ever. They've sold 130 million records around the world. The Backstreet Boys resonating as strongly with fans as they seem to ever have. 26 years they've been around. So who are the members of the Backstreet Boys? You want to go through them, Jennifer, for us? Who are the boys?
Let's see. Brian. You've got Nick, Brian, AJ,
Howie,
and... Oh, good. Good call on Howie.
Who's the fifth one?
Isn't that Kevin, the old guy?
Yeah.
I always get him confused with NSYNC.
I don't. Now, them I can name like a maniac.
With the, okay, well, who's, but what's the other group that Wahlberg's in? Boys to Men.
New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
Boys to Men.
Anyway.
Donnie Wahlberg, a lot of
secrets. They don't usually get confused with each other.
This year, or with me, they do. The group released their 10th studio album called DNA, which debuted at number one on the charts. Album lead single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which hit the top 20, was even nominated for Pop Duo Group Performance at the Grammys. In order to celebrate their ongoing musical career, the Grammy Museum has put together Backstreet Boys The Experience, kind of a new exhibition that displays the boy band's mementos, childhood photos, school diplomas, wardrobe. Sounds like me going through my box. You have all the things from when I was a child and kid going through school. Maybe I can make... Want to find? Should we start a Doug Steffen Museum? What do you think, ladies? Yes or no?
You're doing that now, aren't you? Like finding your baptism certificate?
Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah, I just know these things. So the fashions on display at the Grammy Museum in downtown L.A. include all five members' outfits from their Quit Playing Games With My Heart music video and the looks from their Unbreakable and Black and Blue tours as well. Backstreet Boys handpicked all the memorabilia themselves, catalogs their multi-decade career filled with all these hits and Grammy things, dedicated fan stuff. So the fans
Actually, some of them had a fan hand in the design. The museum requested photos of the boys from the official fan club. More than 1,000 images from various meet and greets and concerts and birthday parties were sent in. Many of them currently cover a 50-foot wall at the museum. This exhibition taking place ahead of the big arena tour in 18 states this year, called the DNA World Tour, starting the 11th of next month, follows their successful larger-than-life Las Vegas residency. So if you're a fan, you can experience the exhibition at the Grammy Museum through September, which is where in L.A.? I'm trying to remember where that is. Jenna, is it off?
Jen, you should go to this.
It is on
Instagram Live.
Wouldn't that be fun? Will you send me for the show?
Yeah, of course.
Jen, reporting live from the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. Ariana Grande next up musically. She wants to make fragrances as well as bath and body products based on Thank You Next, an album which dropped in February. What's that? What her company's called Grand Ari, filed the trademark Thank You. So they're going to use that as a label for a fragrance. Is that it?
Seems to be a whole theme from this album. The album's called Sweetener, and this single, Thank You Next.
Well, actually, Thank You Next is from Thank You Next. That's another album. Sweetener was the one that came out before that. So she had two in 6 months.
So I guess she's doing a whole theme from Thank You Next.
Yeah.
You can hear Kara smiling. She loves her. Listen to how much
I love her. Sweet. I just like
knowing. So you smell just like her too, apparently, then, right?
I might. I don't know if that would be a bad thing. She smells like a lot of money, so.
The smell of money! 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details, U.S. only.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company, all floors are now on sale. It's the largest savings event of the year. Get beautiful hardwood and waterproof vinyl plank up to 40% off. Durable laminate up to 50% off. Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' annual April sale. And we can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing. 5 days only. All floors on sale at your local...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
President Trump reacts to the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, 47 years old, who sits in a jail in London after hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in England for the past 7 years. More now from the president.
I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job, so he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Assange's attorney, Jennifer Robinson, speaking with reporters.
We will be contesting and fighting extradition. We've requested that he now gets medical treatment. He's been refused medical treatment for the past 7.5 years, since being inside the embassy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
The day continues here. This is the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, now presenting VK. Anybody ever, that's, I just thought of that. VK, that'd be good.
You just thought of my initials?
VK, well, you know, just putting it together.
People have called me that for years.
VK, really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't like Vicky. You don't like Vic. So it's Victoria. Okay, VK. Got that? C-S.
Or just V.
J-H. DS for the VS. Yep. Okay. Here we go. Mm-hmm. VK is
right.
The leading story here. Go
ahead. Okay. Well, this is, get ready to get your blood boiling because this is probably the swampiest story we've done in a long time. The House Ways and Means Commission passed a bill last week that no one really found out about, and Kara and I were just discussing. We still cannot find this story on major news outlets, but a lot of tech reporters picked it up, which is how I found it. And so what they did was they passed a bill last week called the Taxpayer First Act. Now, this sounds great.
Right.
Sounds great.
Right.
It has total bipartisan support. The name, however, is a classic political misdirection, since it's actually putting tax filing companies' concerns ahead of taxpayers. So the bill basically makes a bunch of administrative changes to the IRS, but one particularly egregious detail. The bill makes it illegal for the IRS to create its own online system of tax filing, which would be free to taxpayers.
Well, they have it now, right? No, I mean, you can go online and do your taxes?
No, you get redirected.
You can call them.
Yeah, but they're making. But the IRS has wanted to create their own online tax filing software, so that anyone who has a non-complicated, if you make under $66,000, that's sort of the cutoff.
Like, and the 1040A thing of a
right. If you have one W-2 or a couple of W-2s, it makes it very easy. However, this bill makes that completely illegal and apparently sets a precedent that cannot be undone. And so the IRS will never be allowed to create their own free software. And guess who is behind all of this? Intuit, which is the maker of TurboTax, H&R Block. They have been lobbying for years to block the IRS from creating their own system, because people have to use TurboTax and H&R Block and other online tax software. They have to pay for it. And so if the IRS had created their own program, of course it would threaten these tax software companies. It would threaten their profits. Now, where it gets extra swampy, this is completely bipartisan, and this is the Republicans and Democrats, everybody on this committee.
Who's really in charge? Well, how the thinking really goes in the swamp.
Yep, it's so swampy. So the company Intuit, like I said, is the company that owns TurboTax and H&R Block. They spent $6.6 million last year lobbying on IRS-related issues. Massachusetts Rep. Richard Neal, who took over the Ways and Means Committee when the Democrats took back the House, he accepted $16,000 from the two companies over the past two election cycles. Interesting. Mm-hmm. In 2016, Intuit and H&R Block spent a combined $5 million lobbying for what was called the Free File Act. It's basically the same bill that just got passed. And so the IRS, they say, actually already has all the information it needs for taxes on the majority of Americans, but the Free File Alliance, that's what they're calling it, has been pressuring Congress for years to make sure that the system stays as complicated as possible. So essentially, what's happening here, everybody on the Ways and Means Committee seems to have some sort of kickback from TurboTax and H&R Block, and essentially they're telling us that Americans have to use this software. And the reason that most Americans don't use the software is because, and this happened to Kara, they always force you into an upgrade. So if it says on TurboTax or H&R Block, oh, you can file your taxes free, well, it never ends up being free. It's always, oh, you have to pay $30, or you need, your taxes are too complicated, you've got to upgrade to the bigger package, and that's how they get everybody. And so the super rich have to use accountants because their taxes are more complicated, but for everyone else, This is the swampiest, most disgusting thing, preventing people from actually being able to do their taxes, not only free, but in a very easy and non-complicated way. I don't understand how this passed.
Well, you understand you see who's paying for people to be elected. I take a little exception.
The money is everywhere, all over this.
The super rich, the reference is not really accurate, because a lot of people like me who have complicated tax returns because of the various things that I do, I certainly am not super rich, but it's very complicated and very expensive for me to do my taxes, because I can't do them on my own. Could never figure out with 66,000
pages. I'm not super rich by any means, and I can't do my own because ours are complicated too. So, but anybody who has a simpler form, you know, if they just have one W-2 or a few 1099s, that's to have to get forced into these upgrades. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So there's your swamp report.
All right, well, that's also a way of getting a focus on taxes. I'm not sure I understand the Trump tax thing. Jennifer, maybe you can give us a quick update. The request for copies of his tax returns. I noticed the other day that Pocahontas was crowing about her filing, and Bernie Sanders filed his, and you can actually see how rich he is.
They're all millionaires, which is very funny.
Yeah, of course. They're all, under the circumstances. So the reason I bring this up, though, Victoria, is because I connect the story of Trump's taxes to Neil. You just mentioned him, who's the Ways and Means chair. They're looking for what? I guess I don't know what they're looking for. So they want his tax returns.
It's not law. It's not required by law, but it's customary for candidates, at least in modern history, to turn over their tax returns for people to examine, because God knows we all sit around and look at candidates' tax returns all day long. I love to do that. But it's released, and so that's typically what happens with candidates. Not every candidate has done it, but most of them do. During 2016, Trump was asked to release his tax returns. He said he was under audit and that he had advice not to release the tax returns. And instead, he filled out the financial disclosure, which is like pages and pages and pages. And that is, by the way, required by law if you are going to run as a candidate in this country. So that it's essentially checking your references to make sure that you're not in bed with any foreign governments or taking yeah. money from other places. And so that is required. Trump did it. He filled it out about his assets and where he does business and all that stuff. So you flash forward now. The Mueller report doesn't pan out. So Democrats are now saying, well, we need to have Trump's tax returns again. So now they did a they haven't issued a formal subpoena. I think they did a document request, but they'll probably subpoena next to get his tax returns. And they gave him the deadline of Wednesday, I think, it was the deadline for Trump to turn in his tax returns. He did not. He said he wasn't going to. He still is saying he's under audit. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But it's my point of view,
a lot of people are saying that it's not true, and that's why they've said he's
Well, but where does the IRS say?
I'm sure he's under audit. Yeah. I'm sure he's under audit. That doesn't surprise me. But here's what I mean, my take on this is this. Democrats are looking for another storyline to use against Trump, and they're going to go through every little nook and cranny of his tax returns, and they're going to try to tell a story, and they're trying to spin a narrative, just like they're doing right now, trying to say the Attorney General isn't being transparent with the Mueller report. This is what they're going to do because they're afraid that Trump's going to win again in 2020. President Trump, for his part, you know, he's told the people that are going to vote for him and who's not going to vote for him that he's not releasing his tax returns. So that's something for voters to take into consideration. Yeah. If that's important for you, then don't vote for him in 2020. If it doesn't matter to you, like it really doesn't matter to me, then it's not going to change the way you're going to vote. And just I think it's more hullabaloo just because people are looking for something that's next to take him down. But I don't know.
It seems, I guess, it depends on
what's a priority to you.
Let me just back up a little bit here. Names in the news today. One of them is a fellow named Greg Craig. What a great name that is. Who was Obama's lawyer at the White House. He was counsel to Obama. He's getting charged in some kind of case that's related to the tax.
It's actually going to be my trending story, but if you want me to do it now, we can.
Well, let's save it for later. Whatever.
No, we'll do it now because there's an interesting element that's coming out of this Mueller investigation. And the Attorney General, William Barr, was testifying for 2 days this week in front of both the House and the Senate committees. And the revelation from Wednesday's testimony was that he believed that there was spying going on the Trump campaign. That's a big revelation because when Trump said it a few years ago, everybody laughed at him and called him a crazy person. And now William Barr has said that he has seen evidence of that and he's formed a committee to investigate the start of this investigation. So that is going on where it's very possible that people that were sitting under the Obama administration at the highest levels of the Department of Justice might have cause to sweat a little bit if there was any wrongdoing in this case.
Okay.
Flash forward now to also something that we learned about through the Mueller investigation, and this is something that's going to prove to be problematic for Joe Biden if he does pursue a run for the presidency. It's also a problem for Hillary Clinton, again, and her team. Because Ukraine, not Russia, but Ukraine, seems to have done some illegal lobbying and interference in the election back in 2016. One of the stories that's coming out of this is that Ukraine actually attempted, and more successfully than Russia even, to intervene into our election on Hillary Clinton's behalf. Mm-hmm. There's also another story about Joe Biden trying to fire, and actually successfully firing, the top prosecutor in Ukraine because they were looking into business dealings from his son. Now we're finding out that attorneys for a man named Greg Craig, which is a great name, as you mentioned, who is a Democratic lawyer. He's the former White House counsel to the Obama administration. Everyone is expecting him to be indicted by federal prosecutors, which was an offshoot of Robert Mueller's investigation. This is connected to work that he performed in Ukraine while he was a partner at a law firm in Washington, D.C., and it's been expected for several weeks that he's waiting for this indictment. They're alleging that he made false statements, so they're going to be going after him. So there is some fallout for the other side of the aisle with all of these investigations as well.
What a waste of time. My God. 46 after the hour.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
One sec, it's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/play. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/play. That's forhims.com/play for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/play.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
She used to play hide and seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so there's a little gossip about... I still haven't figured out who's actually running Venezuela yet. Is it Maduro or is it Geraldo?
They don't know either,
It's Guaido. Guaido is the elected winner, but Maduro is the one who says he's still the president. Maduro's the bad guy. He's the one that's not letting supplies.
So why are various countries saying they're going to send aid now? They're going to put Venezuela back on the map in a manner of speaking.
They've been sending aid. We've been sending a ton of aid. The problem is the Maduro regime is trying to steal it and to not get it to the people. People aren't able to get medications or food. People, the average Venezuelan's lost 25 pounds under Maduro leadership.
So this ongoing crisis is worsened, and nobody seems to be doing anything about it. Okay, I get it. 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the new hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Let's get at it. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. YouTube, those bastards are raising their prices. No goodness. I'm sure that what we have to do is make sure that Zuckerberg doesn't lose. We need to make sure he maintains his position. He's, what, the fifth wealthiest guy in the world or something, whatever. He's got to pay more because he owns. Doesn't Facebook own YouTube?
No, right Google there. Does.
Oh, wow. Then the Google
Marking
guys
Marking up the wrong tech tree.
Sergey
okay.
And whoever the other guy is need the money then. That's it.
Okay.
One of the guys who founded and runs Google is
so
Sergey.
What's the story, Victoria?
Oh my God. Right? Okay, so here's the story. YouTube is raising their monthly prices, and cutting the cable cord is getting more expensive, regardless of what service you use. So the price of a YouTube TV subscription is going up by $10, so now it will be $49.99 a month. And so YouTube, which we said is owned by Google, made the announcement in a blog post, so that means no one saw it except some tech reporters who have picked up on this. So they were going to basically raise prices and not really tell anyone. And YouTube said that they're raising prices because they want to bring customers the best service possible. Yeah. So they are adding 8 new channels.
It's like, let's make sure these two airlines get together so they can lower their prices. Mm-hmm. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they've added 8 new channels, and they're all owned by the Discovery Network. So that includes the Discovery Channel, HGTV, Food Network, TLC, and Animal Planet. And then YouTube says they also plan to add OWN, that's the Oprah Winfrey Network, later this year. To me, that's a huge mistake because no one who's watching YouTube cares about Oprah Winfrey's network. So anyway, that's my opinion. The network is also a joint venture of Discovery and Oprah Winfrey's Harpo production company, and so that explains why they're tied in together. The price increase for YouTube's premium product is the second increase for YouTube since it launched the TV plan in 2017. Prices started out at $34.99 a month, then they jumped to $39 in last March, and now they're up to $49. So increasing by $10 a month is a pretty hefty increase. It's not something I think that people are going to take kindly to, especially when we have multiple subscriptions to things. You've got a music subscription. If you've cut your cable cord, then you probably have Netflix and maybe some other apps like Hulu. And so adding YouTube TV is just another expense. So the prices are actually going to get more expensive for people who watch YouTube TV through Apple TV. That's actually, that plan's going to go up to $54.99 a month. So essentially, everyone cut the cord, myself included, from cable, because my cable bill was about $200 a month, and now these prices of all these standalone services are just creeping up and up, and so I would say in another 2 years, we're probably going to be at cable prices again. So someone's going to have to come along. Yeah, so either go back to cable, because maybe they'll be cheaper, or someone's going to have to come up with a better plan for this, and because all this stuff is getting more and more expensive.
It'll certainly be more in service because they have you in mind. They're always thinking of you.
Of course.
With all these services, yes. New Beats headphones, Power Beats Pro, go on sale next month. Let's find out what they're all about.
The Geek Out.
Beats, the insanely popular headphone company, have released their new wireless bud design, and these are focused on fitness and outdoor use. Now, the Power Beats Pro have all-in-one ear hooks that hold them in place even during vigorous activity. They also come in different size tips to help create a seal, reducing outside sounds. Now, remember, Beats are now owned by Apple, so the big news is the Power Beats Pros have the same H1 chip as the new AirPod 2s, giving them the same functionality, including hands-free Hey Siri activation. They're water and sweat resistant, 9 hours of battery life, and they have a case that charges them, but not wirelessly, and they come in 4 muted colors. The new Beats Power Beats Pro are $250 and go on sale in May.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, so net neutrality in the news again, Victoria, not good news.
Yeah, not good news. Legislation aimed at restoring net neutrality protections easily passed right through the House. However, it is going to die in the Senate. And that is thanks to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who said that the bill would be, quote, dead on arrival in the Senate, of course. The White House also said that it strongly opposes the legislation and that if it did make it to President Trump's desk, he would also veto it. So this is essentially, Democrats have been pushing for a full reinstatement of the Obama-era free and open Internet rules since they were repealed in 2017.
Well, this they've been around for quite a long time. This is outrageous. And they say they're supporting the farmers. Come on. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.